Welcome to Behind the Brand, a show covering the stories behind how your favorite brands came to be. In this episode, we'll be diving into the history of Patagonia, a popular American clothing company that markets and sells outdoor clothing. Fourteen-year-old Yvon Chouinard got his start as a climber in 1953 as a member of the Southern California Falconry Club, which trained hawks and falcons for hunting. Through this club, Yvon became very fond of rappelling down cliffs. His passion continued to grow, and Yvon eventually learned to climb up rocks as well as rappelling down them. Yvon and his friends continued to progress in rock climbing and eventually made the plan to learn how to climb the rocks at Yosemite. At the time, the only pitons available were made of soft iron, placed once, then left in the rock. In Yosemite, multi-day ascents required hundreds of placements. After Chouinard met a Swiss climber who had once made hard iron pitons using Model A axles, he decided to make his own reusable set of pitons. In 1957, Chouinard went to a junkyard and bought a 138-pound anvil, a coal-fired forge, as well as some hammers and tongs, and then taught himself how to blacksmith. Chouinard made his first pitons from an old harvester blade, and soon word spread and Chouinard had a new business, selling pitons for $1.50 each. By 1965, there was enough demand for Chouinard's gear that he couldn't keep making it by hand, so he went into partnership with an aeronautical engineer named Tom Frost. Chouinard and Frost were partners for 9 years, continuously honing their skills and improving their products. By 1970, Chouinard Equipment had become the largest supplier of climbing hardware in the U.S., but faced a lot of scrutiny for having products that were damaging to the environment. Pitons that were hammered into the rocks damaged the rock, disfiguring their natural shape. With a desire to protect the environment, Chouinard and Frost decided to move on from their piton business. During the late 60s, active sportswear consisted of basic gray sweatshirts and pants, and the typical attire for climbing was tan cutoff chinos and white dress shirts that were thrifted. In 1970, Chouinard went on a climbing trip to Scotland and bought a rugby shirt to wear while climbing. The shirt was navy blue and collared, with red and yellow stripes. Chouinard continued to wear this shirt in the States around his climbing friends, and they all took notice. Chouinard Equipment began their clothing venture by ordering a few shirts from England, which quickly sold out. With immense demand, they began ordering shirts from Argentina and New Zealand as well, and over time, Chouinard Equipment even began selling rain jackets, gloves, mittens, and reversible hats. The team eventually decided to find a name for the clothing line, separating it from the tool company that already had a strong association, and also to generalize the line so that it was not just associated with mountain climbing. Patagonia was chosen as the name because it resonated with the interests of the founders and also was pronounceable in every language. Today, Patagonia donates at least 1% of revenue to green causes. Patagonia now makes 69% of its clothes from recycled materials, and it is aiming to use only renewable or recycled materials in all of its products by 2025. The company is also researching how to reduce shedding of polluting microfibers. It is estimated that Patagonia has made over $1 billion in revenue, and the rest is history. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Behind the Brand. If you like our show, please make sure that you share it with everyone and their mother, and be sure to follow us on Instagram at Behind the Brand Pod for updates on our latest episodes. See you next time.